And it's 9.5 KSDS San Jose, just up the road here at the Blank Club, and might remember last fall a little album called Only in Dreams came out, and last October, Dum Dum Girls and Crocodiles were right here at the Blank Club, and here on this nice May 21st, they're back for another show along with Young Prisms, and I'm happy to have their leader, founder, Dee Dee here for a couple minutes. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us this evening.
My pleasure.
Alright, so people hopefully have given a listen, and even better, have hopefully picked up Only in Dreams by now. So for a couple people who are lagging or listeners who haven't been able to give it a listen yet, what can you tell them about the album?
I suppose it was our most pop record to date. That was, I guess, the intent. We went into the studio as a band for the first time, recorded it predominantly live, tried to kind of capture that timeless pop rock and roll feel that,
right,
you know, a lot of my favorite records have.
Yeah. So you guys have actually only been as a band, you know, around not too long, actually.
A couple years.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, when the debut came out, you guys, it was, I remember seeing it on many top 10 lists from like Pitchfork to, you know, Tiny Mixtapes to many other sites. So are you kind of surprised with just like how much, you know, critics kind of gravitated towards you guys?
Yeah.
And like just how fast it took off?
Yeah, no, it was strange to me, especially because I went into it without any real intent. And the record that turned into I Will Be was really just a collection of my first songs that I had been, you know, learning how to record, in addition to learning how to write songs. I'd always just sing in bands or play drums. I'd never, you know, played guitar and written songs, so that was my first stab at it. So it was definitely really encouraging that there was so much, you know, enthusiasm for the project from the beginning.
Right. So I think critics like Hank of Paradise and Girls, everyone ranging from the Coat Hangers to Shangri-La's to, most obviously, I think, you know, kind of a little overused in my opinion, the Vivian Girls, I think, most by default, because, you know, they're all female bands. What's your kind of thought on, like, all the comparisons that you guys tend to get, or people tend to more, like, kind of lump you guys in with just all-girl bands instead of just kind of comparing you to a broader spectrum?
Yeah, that, I mean, yeah, you said it exactly. Aside, I don't know any of the Coat Hangers, nor do I know the Shangri-La's, but,
yeah,
you know, like, for the most part, you know, a lot of our peers are bands that we do get lumped in with just because we're all, you know, predominantly female or female vocals with harmony, but,
right.
I mean, I think there was just, like, a wave of interest in that kind of music at the time, and so any band that had that, you know, even though I see and identify a lot of differences, and I think objectively, you know, a lot of bands that get compared aren't terribly similar. I think too, you know, with the passage of time, we've all maybe branched out a little bit, so it's not as easy to do anymore, but it definitely is a lazy, you know, comment that happens quite a bit. But yeah, you know, ultimately my goal would be to have somebody listen to us without the context of, you know,
an all-girl band, so that's, we have to make
it. Right, that's not a sound. That's not a genre.
Yeah, so a note to all you music writers listening, remember, you need to broaden the horizons a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like how if a band has, you know, two couples in it, don't instantly compare them to the Pixies or something like that.
Right.
It is good to branch out and compare them a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'd be kind of funny if it started to be a thing that bands with guys, you know, if they experience the same thing, like
sure.
another, you know, all guy band, you know, that sound, that all guy sound.
Right.
That'd be absurd. So.
Yeah. So you guys also just came back recently, you did a tour of Europe a little earlier this year. How was it like playing in, you know, France and, you know, and Istanbul and like places like that?
It was a really interesting tour for us because generally when we go to Europe, we do, you know, the UK and mainly Western Europe, we play sort of the big cities, but this was a much smaller regional tour where we were just playing France, Italy, and Spain for the most part with, you know, one London show and then one Istanbul show, and it was pretty incredible. We were part of somewhat of a like feminist festival, traveling festival in France.
Right.
So that took us to a lot of small cities and just new cities for us, which was really interesting. As a band, we love that part of Europe for all sorts of different reasons. Food in particular, we definitely overdid it. it was really, really cool, and it was cool to play in Spain because we'd really only been there for Primavera the first time, and then another festival we played in Madrid.
Right.
And so it was, you know, it was really, really fun to play like club shows and to just see if people would show up, and the audiences were really great there. Italy, again, same sort of deal. I have a lot of Italian friends, so it was sort of like a reunion in addition to, you know, playing a lot of cities we'd never been to as a band. And then Istanbul, of course, was amazing. We'd played outside Istanbul for a festival last year, but hadn't really, you know, had the experience of playing in the city in a proper club, and it was really, really special.
Right, so for any bands who are listening, any advice or any thoughts that they should definitely hit up should they end up in Europe, you would recommend they check it out?
Definitely. I mean, I'm still, you know, of the opinion that it's all so cool. I mean, any time you have the opportunity to play, like, outside of your, not even your comfort zone, but just, you know, like, where you're from or where you play very easily, you know, neighboring cities, like, it's, there's no greater feeling than showing up somewhere, you know, that's a 12-hour plane ride away and people know your song.
Yeah. Yeah, so, also, again, with the, you know, the new album, that's obviously probably going to be, like, kind of focus for tonight, you guys also have, you know, a couple other EPs, you know, also some singles out there. How's the set kind of looking? Are you guys just going to be picking from most of the catalog?
It's the longest we've ever played, ever. We're pretty much picking from every single release we've ever done. You know, there's something off the very first EP that came out on Captured Tracks. There's a lot of songs from the first record. There's a song from the EP. There's a lot of songs from our last record. And then we're also playing three songs off the next EP that comes out in the fall. So, yeah.
So for those of you who are going to catch them tonight or tomorrow night up in San Francisco, you can get a preview of some new stuff. So that should be a great treat for everyone. And of course, since it's a live show, something I'm always curious to hear from people is, regardless of genre, what is a band that you would recommend our listeners go check out live at least once that you're a big fan of?
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, tonight I'm playing with two of my favorite bands, Young Prisms from San Francisco, and C2, which is our drummer's band, and they're amazing. So definitely, you know, I'm a bit biased, but you know, I like to play with bands that I love. That's always my main concern when we're booking tours, is that we take bands that we love and enjoy hearing ourselves. I guess for England, I really love a band called Novella.
Yeah.
We play with them all the time. They're really, really amazing. And then a Canadian band, Dirty Beaches.
Touched on this a little bit with that question, but for our listeners who, you know, are looking for discovering new music, do you have any up-and-coming bands, friends bands, or just new bands that they might not have heard of that you would recommend, you know, they go check out live, they go look up, go buy the album from?
Yeah, of course, always. There's a band called Punks on Mars, which my label put out a 7-inch of theirs, and we're probably going to put out a record of theirs. They're in New York. They're really young, really, really good power pop, kind of glammy, very fun, very good live. And then I just heard a band on the internet tonight. I'm trying to find a band to play with for a sort of a weird solo show I'm doing in London. I don't even know how you pronounce them, but it's U-M-E-V. Yumi? Ume? I have no idea. But I heard one song and it was really good.
Okay, so everybody out there, jump on the search engine and go look it up. Yep. So you mentioned it a little bit. You still have a couple days on this West Coast tour, and then you're, you know, going over to England. Give us kind of a little details on what to expect from that show.
I have no idea. It was basically an excuse to go on tour with my husband's band, Crocodile.
Right.
They're about to release a record, and their main label is in Europe. So they're doing, you know, about a week of release shows over there.
Yeah.
And I'm just going, tagging along and DJing, and then I'm going to play one show in London, and it's going to be the next EP. I'm playing it start to finish.
Right.
As sort of a strange, sparse noise version of it. So it'll be songs no one knows, probably very different from any Dum Dum Girl show ever. So
right.
Yeah, I think it'll either go really well or really poorly, but it'll be a unique experience.
Yeah. So you listeners with looking for some summer plans and looking for the quick one, you can hop the pond and check that. And I definitely would recommend checking out Crocodiles. They are amazing live. They, you know, were the kind of support, kind of co-headliners last October for the show here, and were absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they're, I think, one of the best live bands out there right now, for sure.
Alright, so just about to wrap this up, so you have that show and a new EP coming out in the fall. What other plans do you have for 2012? Kind of penciled in at the moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, because this is kind of the tail end of Only in Dreams,
yeah.
You know, cycle and touring, it's just, you know, a few festivals after this tour. We're playing Lollapalooza, which is really strange. I never thought I'd say that sentence, you know, out loud as, like, a kid who wanted to be in a band. Like, oh, I'm playing Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
So we're doing that, which is really special. We're going over to Portugal and playing Optimus Alive. Stone Roses are, I think, headlining the night we're playing, so that's unbelievable. And then, yeah, I think a teeny hibernation and then start it all up again in September.
Alright. And just to cap this up, any words out there for Bay Area fans?
I mean, please come tonight. Please come tomorrow. San Francisco should be really special. We're playing with one of my best friends, Dan Cameron. They're phenomenal.
Yeah. She's absolutely amazing live,
yeah.
Too.
Yep. We just played with them in L.A., and it was amazing.
Yep. All right, so everyone, you know, Only in Dreams in stores now. Keep an eye out for the new EP, and it's wearedumdumgirls.com,
yep.
Website. Yep. So be sure to check it out, and thank you, Dee Dee, for taking the time to chat with us this evening.
Of course.